Some time ago, I went to a Shakespeare production. We used to have to do a lot of Shakespeare in the old days, and I knew the play quite well. It started, as you would expect, and it carried on, and gradually I became uncomfortable. Something was wrong. I wasn't sure what. I checked the lighting and the scenery. They all seemed fine. And 20 minutes later, somehow the annoyance got greater. And then I noticed that the lead actor was a Polynesian. And I noticed that his timing was not the normal iambic pentameter that one expects of a Shakespeare play. And the reason was that his dialect of English was a syllable timed, or probably a mora timed version of English, and the familiar rhythms of Shakespeare's English had disappeared. He was a first-rate actor, and the performance was wonderful, but something had happened to Shakespeare's lines. They'd become different. When we listen to other Englishes, quite often that happens. There is something about them which is different in their rhythm. Sometimes the stress pattern changes. For example, when we hear French people speaking, they tend to put the stress on the final syllable, and so a word like discussion becomes discussion, and that's strange. That's unexpected, and quite often we can't even hear what is being said because the stress pattern has changed from the one that we're familiar with, or the timing has changed from the one that we're familiar with. Timing is one of the hardest things for a speaker to change. Even when we're reasonably adept at another language, speaking French with a syllable-timed rhythm, if we're not used to doing that, is much more difficult sometimes than pronouncing the different phonemes themselves. So my trip to this particular Shakespeare production was made difficult by the fact that I had expectations of how those lines would sound in a stress-timed English. I wasn't expecting them to be in a syllable-timed English.